Which brings us to hopefully the last agenda item of the day. This is the add-on measure that we adopted when we approved the agenda for today here. Pertaining to the sanctuary boundary lines in the Rappahannock.
Okay. It's a blue paper day. Okay. So, what we have before you today is another emergency amendment request. This will be a little different than the last one I just addressed with you. What we have going on right now is up in the Rappahannock River Oyster Management Area, where we have rotational harvest areas. There's an area known as Management Area 1, which is this area here. The yellow really kind of washes out on this screen. Area 1, this is a little closer up. Look at Area 1. When you look at the regulation as it's written right now, the red dot here, which is actually on this map, appropriately references a buoy that is in place. When you look at the regulation, that dot should be a little bit to the east. So the regulation and the buoy placement and the map, though they're supposed to coincide, do not. So the buoy and the map are correct and the regulation's off. So what we need to do is get them all back in line for the remainder of the season. The Rappahannock Rotational Area 1 area is currently open for oyster harvest, public oyster harvest. It will remain open through November 30th, though technically the 28th, because there's no harvest on the weekend.
Could we see the larger area for a second to get a better location?
This is Rappahannock Area 1 here, and the problem area is down here.
Is that Stingray Point there?
Stingray Point to the south, Windmill okay. Point to
Windmill.
The north.
Okay.
Right. So we're talking about just a situation for enforcement where the regulation and the buoy that's being used as the visual reference point should align, and they're off a little bit, we have discovered. So we would just like to get the regulation and the buoy all basically on the same page together. So for enforcement purposes. This is not becoming more restrictive. If anything, it is actually being more liberal in the area that we're allowing them to harvest. Ideally, what would have happened is the buoy would have been a little bit more to the east, away from that, and opened up that sanctuary area a little bit larger. But instead, it's a little bit more to the west. So we're basically recognizing it, and we just want to make this adjustment in the regulation. The other thing I'll point out is in asking for this emergency amendment to Chapter 720 to make this adjustment, we would like this to be effective starting October 30th. That would have it run out on November 28th. There is no oyster harvest 29th and 30th because it's the weekend, and we're not asking for a public number. What we will do, though, is next year, when this all comes up again, we have some other mapping exercises to deal with here. We'll take it all at the same time and do all the mapping exercises together for simplicity and not piecemeal this.
Mr. Erskine.
I just have a question. You mentioned that it's an enforcement, a potential enforcement issue. Has there been a problem?
Not technically, no, but it puts enforcement in a kind of an odd situation where you have a BMRC buoy in place to the west of the regulation point. So you have basically a gray zone, and trying to enforce the gray zone, they're supposed to be enforcing it based on the regulation, not the buoy. So we want to get this where it just makes it better for the law enforcement division. You know, take the gray out of it. And it, again, it is actually a more liberal approach to the area.
And it doesn't affect any private ground. It's just the sanctuary
correct.
And the Baylor ground.
Correct. Okay. That's all it's affecting. No private grounds being impacted here.
Let me ask a question. How did this come to your attention?
Law enforcement division. The maps were produced. maps were not, these particular maps, and Ben, you can correct me on this, were not produced by the Department of Engineering Surveying. They were produced, I believe, by BIMS. We became aware of this in the division when law enforcement pointed out to us this month. And since these are the maps that have been placed up on the website, That's where the problem came up. So this is something we are also looking at correcting in the future to not have happen again.
Mr. Erskine.
There are other management rotational areas that will open in November, and those buoys are correct?
As far as I can address today, yes, but we have been, this has been an issue for the last week or so. We've been all having a lot of talk about, so you know, I have to assume yes at this point. I can't verify myself that every single one is perfect, but this, law enforcement's aware. They're looking at everything. So if they have found anything else, I think they, I would have hoped they would have told me by today. Otherwise, we're kind of out of luck.
I'd say so.
Yeah.
Any other questions from the commission?
A housekeeping item.
Commission acts on a motion.
Move we approve the emergency request for Chapter 4.
First by Mr. Beck.
Second.
Second by Mr. Neal. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any noes? Chair votes aye. Motion passes unanimously.
Thank you.
I believe that brings us to the end of today's very yeoman-like work. I want to thank everybody for their endurance and their patience.
Second December.
There's nothing else that we brought for the commission for the good of the order. The meeting is now adjourned.